Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
And a quick note, too, and we'll have this coming up at the top of the next hour. Apparently, a man set himself on fire just now outside of the, near the courthouse where Trump is, the jury trial is, they assembled the jury and they're getting that underway. There's a lot of very graphic video out there. And that's all we know. We don't know anything about the guy. We don't know anything about motive. If it just that it took place near the courthouse, I would imagine somebody was taking advantage of the cameras there. But we'll have some updates on that for you. As for Florida Man, good heavens. We're actually going to Florida Man for sanity. We didn't have time to get into this one yesterday, but it was reported that a Florida man, this is News Channel 8, WFLA, in Port Orange, Florida, a Florida man cracked open a beer after allegedly firing a gun right near officers and said, I want to drink this beer. Is that cool? As they were approaching him. Brett McPeak said body camera video shows all this stuff. An officer has his gun drawn and he's talking to McPeak and he goes, do you have a firearm on you? McPeak says, no, sir. And then he goes, this beer is cold, sir. I want to drink it. And he goes, come check me. I want to drink this beer. Is that cool? I haven't done anything wrong. And then the officer says, tells him to put his hands up. And he says, right now we're trying to figure out what's going on, bud. He goes, we want to make sure that everybody's safe. And they take him into custody. Now, when they took him into custody, he didn't have it on his person. But they did find stuff in his house. And he just, because apparently he was just outside firing it off in the neighborhood, as was being reported, drinking a beer and firing it off in the neighborhood. They don't say anything as to whether or not, how drunk he was, but he was charged with using a firearm while under the influence. So that's, you know, and then he got charged. He had a recklessness charge because he was firing it off in the neighborhood, which is, you don't do the Joe Biden thing. You know, whatever Joe Biden says when he's like, yeah, just shoot it off into the air. You don't do that. Oh boy. A Florida man was accused of threatening to beat up a family member once his prosthetic leg arrived. So a woman in Marion County, Florida, called 911. Her nephew, who is 26 years old, became aggressive with her and other family members in their home. And the man involved, Algenis Diaz, told his aunt that he felt that she should be taking care of him because he was, you know, a recent amputee. They began arguing, and then when other family members tried to mediate, he apparently said that he was going to blank beat the expletive out of the victim the moment he gets his prosthetic leg, according to arrest records. And because he apparently did hit her or something, it's what's being reported by Fox 35, he was taken to Marion County Jail on account of misdemeanor or on account of assault charge. But yeah, apparently he was heard multiple witnesses saying, as soon as I get my prosthetic leg. Okay, well, there you go. All right. This Florida man got upset with noise from the room upstairs. And so he decided to pepper spray the hallway, hoping that it would shut people up. And instead, they had to evacuate the entire hotel because all of the guests decided they were struggling to breathe. They started having respiratory issues, and over 100 guests were evacuated. It was a hotel in DeLand. Daniel Young, 59, was arrested and charged with criminal mischief of more than $1,000, and he's a convict, so he was not allowed to have a weapon, and he had a weapon, so he got another charge for that. And it was at 8 p.m., and people were being too loud in the hall, so he pepper sprayed it, and he got arrested. You can't do stuff like that. You know, like, you can call down to the front desk. Because you gotta be in that hotel too. Our friends at Kel-Tec, the awesome, you've heard about this for quite some time, the Sub-2K Gen 3 and Kel-Tec Innovation. This is it's a 9mm carbine, right? And the whole thing folds in half. Now, I have the previous version, the previous iteration of the Sub-2K, the Gen 3. You don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half. Simple twist and fold, patent pending rotating forend, just folds it in half and as quickly and easily deploys it too. You have the also upgraded aluminum trigger. which is a light and 5 pound pull now. You have upgraded action, easy, it makes for easy racking, light and action, easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, new chamber indicator, all kinds of good stuff. Made in America, located in Florida, family owned, family operated, Kel-Tec. To learn more about the Sub-2K Gen 3 9mm carbine, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I never thought I'd see a time when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or something to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F. Biden, and having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than them, I don't know, snorting coke off a naked hooker's backsides and, you know, using all the Chinese money that you got after merging out your dad's elected offices in order to enrich yourself and your family. And then, you know, I don't know, by illegally making a purchase of a firearm because you're high as a kite on coke. And, I don't know, like, guess let's get into some of the laws that Hunter Biden broke. Or how about Ashley Biden? I mean, you have your daughter's my age and she's so drugged out and strung out. She can't even like keep a regular life. Like, what in the world? Maybe focus on your own kids. I think having a 7 year old, which we all know this didn't happen, but I think having a 7 year old give him the middle finger is like way, way not even remotely as bad as what his kids have done, because him and Jill have been such great mom and dad. Good grief. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I don't believe that story. I don't believe any of the stories that he says. But also, like, what was his point? When he was talking about this, he's trying to act like it happens all the time. Is he trying to say that they're nasty and their kids are nasty too? Is that what he's trying to say?
All I know is that it's self-awareness level zero. If you're seeing this everywhere, F. Biden and people throwing up the middle fingers at you, you may want to look internally at maybe your policies.
Yeah, you might want to kind of see what's happening there. Just have to. Lorraine shared. I could not stop laughing. I cannot stop laughing at this. Still, she shared this story. That, can I just read you the headline? So the Papua New Guinea people are mad because Biden said that his uncle Bozy, who was eaten by cannibals, there a piece out on Substack last night for Chapter and Verse, and you can read that. They're mad because Joe Biden made it sound like cannibals run Papua New Guinea, right? So the headline is this, quote, "They wouldn't just eat any white men that fell out of the sky." Outraged Papua New Guinea academics lash out at Biden's unacceptable suggestion that cannibals ate his World War II uncle. Academics said that his categorization of the cannibalism was very offensive. So they're very upset. And they said that, I mean, historically it's been reported, but the Pacific nation that occupies the eastern half of the island, they said that his categorization of that is ridiculously offensive. Michael Kabuni, who's a political science lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea, said that the way that Biden talked, it sounds like he's just going to eat any, they're going to eat any white people that fall out of the sky. And everyone said, why don't you just say what you want to say, that it's racist AF? Why don't you just say that? Just say what everyone's thinking. How can Donald Trump eat a taco on Cinco de Mayo and everyone loses their mind? But Biden says that there's a bunch of cannibals on, you know, in Papua New Guinea, and everyone's like, well, that's just poorly worded. I mean, what in the world? And Kabuni was arguing, he was saying that the Melanesian people are very proud and they would be very offended by Biden's generalization of cannibalism. Now, I'm not going to sit here and debate the finer points of cannibalism because that's just weird. Not going to do it. This guy, he was saying that back, I guess, in the days of yore, whenever that is, that it was a practice of a sign of respect in very specific contexts to prevent decomposition of a loved one. This is nasty. I'm not debating, I'm just telling you what it is. He's saying that they didn't just eat random people. that it was like basically like a funerary rite or something like that, right? And that it was given as a sign of respect. And it was not a practice that they would do for somebody who fell out of the sky. Also, would he have just fallen out of the sky? Like the way the context that Biden puts it in, it sounds like it was, you know, just a white dude that fell out of the clouds and just landed right there on their fire pit. You know, I mean, it's not really, I don't think that that's how plane crashes work, especially wasn't he north of the island? So he was not even on that side of the island in the first place. He apparently was like on the western side, northwestern side. So that doesn't even make any sense. I mean,
why does Papua New Guinea make fun of his stutter like that?
Yeah, those mean people. They're so racist towards this Irish stutterer. The Irish stutterers. Ooh, it's a cover band of Joe Biden lookalikes. And they get up and they can't really play their instruments. And their lyrics are all, ugh. It's the Irish stutterers. It's like Stefan, but with like made up bands. Alan Bird is the governor of Papua New Guinea's province of East Sepik. And he said that he said that the comments were hilarious and that he was lost for words. So is Joe Biden every day. The way that his surrogates are trying to spin this is wild. Well, you know, Joe Biden probably just heard his parents talking about his uncle who got eight. And, you know, that story stayed with him for the rest of his life. Shut up. We're not doing this. No, no, that's not how this works. We're going by the rules y'all set. Okay. He just racistly cast aspersions on the character of this entire nation. It's an island of cannibals. Well, half of it anyway. Of all cannibals. That's what he made it seem like. So they're upset. Do you think there's going to be a statement of apology? Please, please, please let Peter Ducey ask this at the press conference. Please. It's Mother's Day coming up. I think a lot of us ladies would love this as a gift. Let Peter Ducey ask this at the press conference of Corinne Jean-Pierre. Yes, yeah, so Papua New Guinea, they're outraged over President Biden's claim that the country is populated by cannibals who ate his uncle. Do you have any comment on that? I just want to see her stutter and dance around and try to figure out how to answer that one and flip through her binder like they gave her notes. Oh, this is the cannibal section. Like they gave her some notes for this. No. So stupid. I can't even deal with this. I just can't.
Hi, I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, we had the Kennedy family. We talked about how they were endorsing. I'm not going to get into them again. How they were endorsing Joe Biden. Foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries hit a record high. Japan holdings have risen, according to new data in Economic News today. Holdings almost $8 trillion up, revised from literally just, it's pretty much $8 trillion. I mean, I know we don't round up when it gets into the trillions of dollars, but I do because I don't know. We have no experience with trillions of dollars, folks. Google fires 28 workers for protesting $1.2 billion Israel contract. They were unhappy with it. They staged sit-in protests at the company's offices in Seattle, New York, and Sunnyvale, all over Project Nimbus, which is a joint contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud and AI services. 28 people were fired. 9 employees were arrested. They sat in literally in the boss's office, and they wore T-shirts and raised banners that said no more genocide for profit, proving that they have no idea what either of those things mean. And here we go again. Human cases of bird flu, an enormous concern. They're trying to say that they found it in milk, didn't they? They're trying to, yeah. They're saying, oh, goodness, no, it's the H5N1 strain has become a global zoonotic animal pandemic, said one. This is the chief scientist for the UN's health agency. He told reporters this in Geneva. And they said that there have been hundreds of cases where humans have been infected through contact with animals, and the mortality rate is extremely high, they said. Anything I think that people can float at this point to try to make it to where everyone's shuttered in for elections, no. Americans check their phones 144 times a day. And they say, here's how you can break bad digital habits. I think that that's kind of a crutch. I think you either have bad habits and you're in the moment, or you're not in the moment. And if you are just going to blame a device, then you're not taking responsibility for your own behaviors. I don't believe in phone addiction. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I think it's just, it comes down to using it as a crutch to excuse human behavior and excuse how you're going to prioritize stuff. Either you aren't going to check your phone at dinner because you're being respectful, or you're a jackwagon and you're going to check your phone at dinner. But it has nothing to do with you being addicted to the device. It's just you being rude. I don't know why people try to make this like a thing that has to be solved. I don't know. This woman was arrested because cocaine was found in her son's cubby at school. Immediately, we want to know if her son's name was Hunter. It's a WDSU Channel 6. It's an NBC affiliate. They said the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department, they found the child with 4 ounces of cocaine at school.
4 ounces?
J.C. Ellis Elementary School. They said that a teacher notified the administration out of concern. They thought it may have been an illegal substance, which it was, and they got it handled. But they said that, I mean, how does that accidentally happen? We talked a little bit earlier about the Title IX stuff. And just to recap, it wasn't legislation. The Biden administration just, you know, had another edict where they essentially nullified, well, not essentially, they nullified Title IX because they decided to incorporate all of this, you know, alphabet plus stuff into it. And by redefining sex as, you know, gender as basically a social construct. Whatever you identify as is now the definition of what your sex is, when Title IX was literally a sex-based regulation. So they've killed it. They killed it. So it means that now men who want to cosplay as women can now take all of the scholarships. They can take places in competition, the bathrooms, the everything, dorms. They must be housed in dorm rooms with women now, simply if they want to, if they choose to define as a female. And then it's actionable to deny a man who wants to cosplay as a woman. It's actionable to deny him any of these things in the Title IX context. So that's the new reality of it. And where are the third wave feminists? Where are the feminists with all of this, by the way? I mean, this was their big thing. Title IX was feminists' big thing, right? Golly, I just remember growing up, that's all I heard about. That's literally all I heard about was Title IX and inequality in the schools and inequality in sports and all of this stuff. And now here we are. What do they have to say for themselves? The regulations that they have published, or now the new regulations that they have introduced, carry the same weight and action as actual law, like as legislation that was created by members of Congress, maybe even more so. So they've, in any kind of civil law, sex has been redefined to be that of gender identity. I mean, that's, and you guys know what that means. Think about college dorms. Think about a lot of you parents out there, because it's April, right? A lot of schools, a lot of people are going to be graduating next month. You parents that have high school daughters graduating, going to college. Now there's a great chance they're going to be housed in a dorm room with a male. No joke. And they're under no obligation to tell you that it's a male who's pretending to be a woman. Probably still has a male copulatory organ, the whole nine yards. But they're not going to tell you because they're not going to have to disclose that. It's just going to happen. You're not. You'll know on move-in day when you do the neck check. You'll know. And your daughter's going to have to sleep in a room with someone who is still attracted to women, has a penis, but tucks it and pretends to be a chick. Do you feel safe with your daughter being alone and vulnerable like that in a room with a strange man that can overpower her easily? Because that's exactly, you're going to see this happening. That's already happening. Taking her spot on sports teams. Great job, feminists. Men struck back and beat you. And the matriarchy made it happen. That's the total irony of the women's movement. They wanted to be subservient to men, but they are. They're subservient to men who are pretending to be women. They are more subservient than the women they made fun of. They make fun of, like, what, traditional housewives and all this stuff. These women are more subservient than those women are because they're literally giving up their own places, their own safety, their own spaces for men. And then they're trying to sell other women that it's the feminist thing to do. I have never seen a movement get so owned in my entire life. Feminism is dead, and women killed it. They murked it outright. I mean, where are all of these women? Where are the, I was trying to think some of these other broads that are out there. Where are the Gloria Steinems and all that? Where are the Linda Hirschmans? I got into a fight with her one time because she said that women who stay home essentially and have college-educated women who stay home are betrayal of their sex. I just lost my mind on her. These skeksis of the matriarchy. When I think of the matriarchy, I think of Dark Crystal, and I think of those desiccated old crones that are wearing those dusty old velvet capes, wandering around, drinking everybody's youth. That's what I think of when I think of feminists. I think of that. And I think of the Linda Hirschmans, and I think of the Gloria Steinems, and I think all of these desiccated old crones that circle up like birds of prey, and they march around the youth of women, and they exploit their naivete and everything else. They create this cottage industry, and then they sell out women that they claim to help. I mean, they really are the original pimps. Think about it. These old feminists are the original pimps. They pimped out the next generation of women like this, and now you can see what it's wrought. There is no put down that is good enough for these women. They convinced women that they needed to get out of the house and go back into the fields to work after women fought for ages to get out of the fields so that they can raise their own children. They set women back by who knows how long. And now, after they told everyone that you needed Title IX, women need Title IX, now barely a peep. Yeah, feminism is dead, and these broads killed it. So now gender identity is part of Title IX, and biological males, they have full claim over women's rights. This is the most ironic thing I've ever seen in my life. And of course, the overhaul apparently was influenced by non-binary and transgender activists who were threatening to commit suicide if they weren't granted access to the same facilities that align with their chosen gender. Just asinine. And by the way, this isn't just related to college. So you understand, Title IX, literally affects everything, even down to daycare. Any educational program at all is affected by this. Everything. This has nothing to do with just college, and it has nothing to even do with just high school. This goes all the way down to daycare. So when you hear that activists are not coming for your kids, it's an absolute lie. They are. And this is, I mean, just shocking. It is shocking. I've been looking for any kind of feminist speaking up about it, and I can't find it. You know what? They're all too busy trashing J.K. Rowling and things like that. It's a betrayal of women. And that just goes to show you how confident the Biden administration feels about having women's vote. They can stab you in the back like this, and women will show up for them. I guess you get what you deserve. Part of me, I got to be honest, part of me doesn't feel bad for these women at all because they created this mess. The part I do feel bad for are women like me who never had a part in it. And, you know, we get lumped in with it and we have to suffer the effects of it as well. I feel bad for people like us. But man, what an ironic thing, right?
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.